Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about to get to know your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. So are you or is anyone in your household a reporter or an appointed or elected official or active in any political campaigns?
No, they are not.
All right. So thinking ahead of the following best, well, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, or you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I am more than likely to vote.
All right. So would that be like very likely or somewhat likely?
Very likely.
What is your age?
21.
21, all right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're going in the right direction.
So when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So then I'm just going to ask you a few like questions about these proposals that may appear on your ballot this November, and if you could please indicate how you would vote on it. So the first one is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails or Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of the non-motorized trails within county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
And would you say you're definitely voting yes or probably voting yes?
Definitely voting yes.
So since ballot language can sometimes be a little hard to understand, I'm now just going to basically ask you the same proposal but in a much simpler way. So this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in the Grand Traverse County for public use. And it would be paid by for a slight property tax increase. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor or would you vote no against this proposal?
It would depend. I would have to do more research.
All right. So now if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or would you vote no against this proposal?
You said $90 for the next 10 years?
Yes, $9 per year for the next 10 years.
Okay. I'd be more likely to vote no.
So probably or definitely?
Probably.
All right. So as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over the next 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And it would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. So keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, so about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number two, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, so about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or three, which is I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and the cost, and it would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or lastly, would you say I oppose this proposal, which regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails?
I would probably choose the first option.
The first option, all right. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes, improving public education and local schools, improving local roads and infrastructure, controlling growth and development, reducing traffic and congestion, holding the line on property taxes, and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, making housing more affordable, fighting crime and drug and improving public safety, or protecting water quality and water supply?
Growth and development.
Growth and Development. All right. So now I'm just going to give you a very short list of some organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have either a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you've never heard of them or have no opinion of them, if you could also say so. So the first one is your city or township government.